this is the first year in a very long time, and I can't even remember how long it's been, but all of our classifications in Southeast 1, 2, 3, and 4A are on the same season for wrestling. So we were hosting all the schools that have wrestling in Southeast Alaska here this weekend. So it's a first time for us, a very large tournament it's going to be. And we're also trying to run three separate tournaments in one weekend. So we have a girls bracket. We have the 1, 2, 3As all combined wrestling against each other. And then we have the 4As that'll also be here as well. So it is going to be a task, and it'll be a fun, great event. Lot of wrestlers from all over Southeast Alaska coming here, and Petersburg has such a great history with wrestling, so kind of nice to have it here. But
what does that logistically mean?
That'll bring in the fans and the other schools and everything here. So it's a lot of them will be arriving Thursday. Then we start wrestling Friday morning, right at about 9 o'clock in the morning Friday, to get all of our matches in. So it's.
So it'll be a Friday, all day Saturday.
Yeah, all day Friday, all day Saturday event from the beginning of before the sun rises till way after the sun sets. So it'll be a busy weekend for us. Logistically, it's the challenge part is making sure we have a place for all the kids and to stay. So we're reaching out, and we got a couple places. They'll be definitely in the school building. So, but at least they'll be out of the classrooms early in the morning Friday. They'll be in the gym wrestling while our school continues on, because we'll still have school for the rest of the student body there too. So it'll be a long weekend, but a fun wrestling event for everyone to come and see and watch. So yeah, the planning behind is always the fun part.
And then they kind of arrive different ways, by plane, by ferry,
yes.
and different times of the day and night.
Yeah. A general day on one of these tournaments, they'll be coming in Banana Point, Float Plane, Alaska Airlines, Alaska Marine Highway. So it's kind of an interesting way all the teams show up here in Petersburg, and then trying to find out how we're going to pick them all up and bring them at the same time, because we got teams showing up at Banana Point the same time the morning jet comes in. So the logistical pattern challenge is always fun.
With 157 mm-hmm. athletes estimated, I mean, there's easily going to be 200 people if you include the adults that travel with them, and then maybe, you know, Wrangler nearby,
yep.
fans coming over.
Yeah. And just with that's just the athletes, not including their coaches that are coming along as well. So you kind of put that into perspective with coaches and other things. So maybe 200 plus. So it'll be a fun weekend. It'll be packed.
Okay. Anything else that the public should know about?
Yeah, it'll be a great weekend. Then the following weekend, we're hosting the Little Norway basketball tournament. So never ending. And so if anyone's bored, we got lots to do. And so we got basketball games starting next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And the girls' side, we've got Cordova coming down, Haynes, and Juno Douglas's JV team. And on the boys' side, Thunder Mountain's varsity is coming down, Cordova and Haynes. Pretty good field of basketball games coming up in a week already.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if there's anybody listening who for some reason has a last minute urge to volunteer and they haven't let you know about it, how should they go about it?
Yeah, call the high school, 772-3861. If you find yourself needing some things to do, I've got lots.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks.